This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, we've been practicing all day, and I'm feeling good, and I turn to Blythe Tanner, and she's ready, Eye of the Tiger, and Dat Fan is also just in the zone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is going to be great. Lights come up, Blythe starts banging the drums, and I am finally hit with the weight of what we're doing, that I am now in the little band that plays next to the Groundlings stage. And I'm actually like here in person, like about to do it. And
because you think you always think you're going to be ready.
Blank.
Yes.
Yes. And I know the songs like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
But with the pressure of these, you know, the Sunday company is about to step out and actually like start to do some of these unusual conversations that they perform, where two people are both being weird characters.
Right.
And they're at like an airport bar, or
and either could clap at any moment.
Well, yes. And it's not your turn yet, but yes. But it's coming to be my time. And I finally reach out to the keys and I just go like, you know, Satan, take the wheel.
Yeah.
And I hope that it comes out. And
is it comforting to know that you can't ruin the show? You can't make it bad.
Well, these guys are fucking pros. So, they're going to turn it into gold.
But so you feel a pressure to like contribute. But even though you must be thinking like, well, this is going to
soar. But I want to make the audience comfortable. I don't want to have to get bailed out. I want it to go and the drums are going and that's shredding. And I reach out to the keys and I go, do-no-no-no-no-no-no. Do no 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 no. Am I coming out of left field? Woo! I'm a rebel just for kicks, man. And of course, it's the Christmas show. We were supposed to be playing First Noel.
Yeah.
It's not unlike this is the Christmas show of our episode or the holiday show.
Right. Where we also didn't have
mad respect.
We didn't have like a seasonal theme or anything like that.
But you know, they're playing Christmas music.
Yeah.
I don't think they were playing the same song. I think Blythe was doing Good King Wenceslas. But at any rate, they did not want me to play Feel It Still by Portugal the Man. Although it is sort of holiday themed, isn't it? And it is your turn, Adam.
You know, I've been put in my place. You know, and I feel bad.
Hey, fuck it. So at any rate, you know, I do sort of manage to pull out of the skid, and I just kind of pretend that I fell asleep. And the Groundlings make a lot of hay out of that.
They're coming after.
What a
you.
Gift. Well,
the one guy, comes out and just goes like,
Is it my turn?
Huh?
Is it okay?
No.
Okay.
You had a little.
I had a
window. There was a moment for you.
Well, I really don't want to step on anyone's toes again.
And the guy comes out and goes, "I'm here to steal all the eggs from the grocery store." And then the grocery store manager is like, "Hey, now you actually have a nice body." And then they somehow have a romantic link. But anyway, that was the show.
Two boys?
I don't know. I do not know.
All right.
And then the director comes down and goes like, "We're going to do an improv for you." And then she goes, "Name 10 sound effects." So anyway.
That's the prompt? They get 10 sound effects?
That is what I saw, yes.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And
what up, Holiday? What up, what up?
We have what Adam Pally on the show.
Adam Palladay.
Have you done this?
Am I allowed to answer? I don't want to get scolded again.
Hey, man, fuck off, man. Come on. What's this shit? You know you're allowed to answer now. We are saying your name.
I thought it's a podcast. You could chime in whenever you want, and we're all playing the same game here, but I guess it's...
You've done the show four fucking times, dog. We have a thing where we're pretending to finish up a fake story.
Do you know how many podcasts I do a week?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't remember everybody's specific intro where only they can talk.
Where's yours?
When you do Bang Bang, how long before you talk?
A solid hour, 45. Half, I give him, I give Auk a solid hour. It depends.
Cook.
I don't want to take him out of the oven too soon.
Let the chef do his work.
Yeah, of course, man. You don't.
He's got four burners going at once.
Mm-hmm. The last thing you want is a creamy risotto. You know.
I'm looking at the stuff that you have going. Like, where is your podcast? There is money in this.
I have been. I know that. So I started a podcast. Oh. It's called Vino Diesel.
Hmm. Okay.
The unfortunate thing is that every episode is unlistenable to you. You can't hear.
Okay, because that's, I guess, my question is, where is it?
It's on SoundCloud.
Okay.
It's for free.
Okay.
And go download it. It is each episode, there's a special guest and some sommelier, super interesting. Mm. You can get each episode for real. It's up there.
Yeah.
You cannot make out a single word. They're an hour and a half long each.
And it's wine, and you drink wine, and you're talking about the different kinds of wine.
Different kind of wine. We talk to celebrity guests.
Surely this is the first show to do this.
The wine with celebrities?
I think it's the first show to do it for the purpose of no one can listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah. But which is, I think, you know, everyone has a business model, and mine is going against the grain.
Managed to get Jake and Amir?
Fingers crossed. I don't know. They have a competing wine podcast. Mm-mm. So fingers crossed. Uh-oh is right. Once again, there's a difference.
This
between
business
mine.
Turns us against each other, doesn't it? Does. It, Adam?
A small difference between my podcast and Jake and Amir's is that
you can hear theirs.
You can hear theirs.
Yeah.
Which I guess is for amateurs. No shots fired, for real.
That was a podcast.
Yeah. Shots fired?
Mm, it's about rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk about rap quite
a bit.
Who's
on your Mount Rap more? At long last.
Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
G-Eazy.
Yeah.
That's good. Really solid start.
Post Malone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
gotta be Rapzilla and MC Record deal.
House of Pain.
A Rapzilla and MC Record deal there? No, House of Pain.
They're
okay.
On the outside. There's only four.
Danny
on the
Boy and...
No Hot Carl?
No. Hot Carl manages all of them. On my Mount Rushmore. He's off to the side with
Mount Rapmore,
a Bluetooth headset.
But so for House of Pain, you're doing both Danny Boy and Everclear.
Everlast. Yes.
But is Everclear on Mount Rapmore?
Yeah, of course.
Because
just for the Santa Monica riff.
They'll kind of, speed up a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Are they still alive? Because he was like 62 when they broke, right? Alex.
Art Alexaki.
Art Alexaki.
They're alive.
Good songwriter.
And they're pissed.
Ready to come back. Hey, I want to say thank you for having me on. It's been I've been working a lot to get the word out about my new TV show. It's so nice to be like not at a real thing. You know?
We are, yeah. Well, that's
thank
good
you.
That you feel so comfortable. And we have already talked about your TV show.
We had
your co-star Sam
was just in here.
Oh, great!
Sort of told us a little bit about the show and like working with you,
your process.
Great.
Do you want to say kind of your side of that?
Yeah, sure. I thought it. It's nice to like click with someone right away.
Uh huh.
You know,
and then unclick.
And you're talking
with
about
them.
Sam.
Sam Richardson, yeah.
You thought it went great.
100%. I can't even imagine a world where he would say otherwise.
Man.
And we keep in touch, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he got out. He was just in here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But he got out of
great.
Here.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
We had asked if you guys wanted to do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, let Sam shine. I don't want to, you know.
He really did.
Good. Yeah, of course. He would. He's
good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. This is the last thing I want to do is be in this
really
same
steady
hand. Such a steady hand.
Steady hand. Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. For sure. I think
even keeled.
That's something that he picked up from me for sure. And I feel like the last thing I want to do is, you know, two suns and the world burns out, you know? So let's let one shine. And when that goes down, you know, another sun will rise.
Two suns, too just hot. Like, Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah. That's
too
right.
Hot.
That's where I went to college.
It's too hot there. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Fine.
Whatever. I mean, that's what's so nice about this is that it's just...
doesn't matter. You could do fucking anything.
There's no rhyme or reason. And it's just me doing a favor for you guys. It's so nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about you going to college. What's going on? Books or what are you doing?
Books? Yeah, there were... Thank you for that, for asking that question. Yes, there were a lot of books. I didn't read a lot of them. I was a bit of a scoundrel.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of partying.
So it started then.
A little bit. It started.
Yeah, just like that's when you kind of started being a scoundrel.
Sure. Yeah. Yes, it started then, I guess. And I don't know what. Where did you go, Cornell? Brown?
I went to Second City. You might be thinking of Sean.
Yes.
Sean with the Harvard.
Yeah, right. Of course. Me and Harvard cronies.
Hartford.
Yeah.
I love that. All my friends got into Hartford.
Yes.
It was great. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's nice there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Right smack in the middle of the nicest part of Connecticut.
Yeah, well, what's great about that city itself is the disparity of wealth.
Yes. I love that about Connecticut.
Always.
That's my favorite part of
it. Always a recipe for good vibes.
Mm-hmm. I think Connecticut is kind of slept on as far as the next place for a super racial tense war, you know?
Mm, yes.
And that's kind of why I love it. It's so real.
It's a very real place.
I would feel tense in Connecticut because it's so real. The opposite of how I feel here because this is like... Pff,
This is fake to you.
You think that this is fake?
No, I just feel like it doesn't matter. It's just like in the ether.
You think that water doesn't matter?
Well, when you're this close to the beach, you know what I mean? There's so much water at the beach.
Yeah, and then, but you can't drink that water.
Well, I mean, it's still water. Are we talking about drinking?
Boy, this guy really didn't read his books. Yeah. No, but I am happy that you're here for our holiday episode.
Thank you so
and
much.
It is, of course, since Adam Pally's here, going to be a very white Christmas indeed.
I'm not white. That's a misconception. I'm a Jew, and Jews are
I have
not
seen
white.
You talking about this in your press tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is one of my big topics.
An unexpected amount for
people keep asking.
For a funny comment. People keep asking if you're white.
There's a lot of Jewish lately. There's a lot of anti-Semitism in my interviews.
They're coming at you.
They don't think they are.
Okay.
But they don't realize. I would say that a large portion of non-Jewish people don't realize the day-to-day anti-Semitism that when they encounter a Jew.
Okay, what's an example of that? So just in case, so I don't
I
do
I can
it.
Be on the lookout.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So here, you guys, you know, I'm sure, because of the bubbles that you live in, you're not even around, like you guys have known how to deal with Jews. But just like, you know, an example would be I was recognized by a civilian, mm-hmm. a non-Jew, who... At my gym, who said, I just stopped me. She said, I just want to tell you, oh my God. And then she stopped. Right. And I was like, oh, what's going on? And she said, oh no, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my best friend's husband. And I was like, I looked at her and I could see, you know, what, and I said, that's okay. Mm-hmm. What is your, best friend's husband name, is it Josh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, it's Jared. And I said, okay. All right, thank you. That's an anti-Semitic hate crime that was just committed. You thought I looked like every other Jew.
Wow, she did a hate crime.
That was a hate crime to
wow,
me.
Wow, did a hate crime. And I wouldn't do that.
Good. Well,
not
that's
that
a,
one.
That's an example. So that happens a lot. Uh-huh. And so I feel the need to remind people that I'm not white. Because of it.
Okay. But when I said white Christmas, I just meant that you were going to be hitting the slopes.
I don't ski. I told you that. I think we've actually gone on a friend's trip where I said, like, I've never skied before. I've only snowboarded. Isn't that weird? Isn't that a sign
of,
like,
snowboarding.
The time?
Aha. Yes. Snowboarding. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You must.
I do.
I mean, Sam was saying that you were... really into snowboarding.
Carving the powder.
Yeah. Well, I did. We had a week break, so I did go to Chile. We shot in the summer. I went to Chile with my wife and we snowboarded. Like
For a whole week?
For a week. It was awesome. Wow. We barely slept. We just were snowboarding because the sun doesn't like, it doesn't set. So you have the, you have almost the whole 24 hours to snowboard. So we did that a lot.
Well, that is so awesome to hear that it's something you share with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it does sort of track with what Sam was saying, just in terms of like, yeah, lack of sleep and followed by maybe too much sleep. And just the energy level being, you know, that's showbiz, right? Hurry up and wait. So it's moments of frantic intensity followed by just a complete crash and almost a zombie like.
Well, I tell you, I have been trying to stop eating sugar.
Yeah.
So, because I know that that can happen. And in fact, I did.
Yeah, why eat it when you can?
Yeah, yeah. When you can donate it or something. Because I just had this feeling on set, like one time after lunch. You know, the Crafty came around and they had these Reese's Pieces and stuff. And I was like, hey, guys, are we going to get all out of our heads for 2 minutes and then not be able to function the rest of the day? Let's get some like real protein in here.
Was that anti-Semitic in a way?
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that she came to me first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What we
and Mike Reese, one of the Simpsons guys, is a Jewish guy.
There you go. So
when Reese's Pieces, you want him to be in pieces?
Yeah.
I think
that's
the whole name of it.
Up,
that's
dude.
Fucked up.
I do want to do, just because you are here to promote the show, we should record a couple quick promos for Champagne Ill.
Thank you.
Hayes and I will just be sort of sound engineer, and you could just go ahead and just give us just a super clean read on just go, hey, Champagne Ill, dropping this Tuesday.
Sure.
Here with, you know, the homies Hayes and Sean.
Sure. And this sounds, what a great, like, again, like, let's just keep it moving, you know, and organically talk and not have to feel like we have to, like, do certain, like, chunks of time and setup and premise and everything. Let's just
like have stuff planned or anything like that.
Yes, let's just do this.
Well,
So what did you want me to do while you guys do something else? What was that?
That's such a trap.
It's such a trap. What should I do while you guys are set up to do something to, like, what's going on again? Tell me.
No, I was saying that for your sake,
let's do some promos.
You're on the mic.
Yeah. Yes.
We're having this professional recording equipment.
Everybody get in here.
It's not a Vino Diesel situation.
No, everybody get in here. Let's do some promos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you bring any Vino Diesel gear? Do you have any fucking shirts or whatever?
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I would have brought them to you guys. I just didn't think, because I know you guys are like big on like not influencing anybody.
Yes.
And like you guys are big on just being who you are, and you don't even want free shit, right? Like it's like, forget that. You don't want to.
It's
no, we definitely have clothes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I would never give you, I would never also never intimate that you need anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vino Diesel doesn't really rhyme with Vin. Does that ever come up? Like,
yeah, that it's only
not
when
like
you're
Vino
looking
Diesel.
At it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I may, like, for example, something that might work is like Vino Stamatopoulos.
Sure.
That,
you know, I hope you don't mind if I steal that.
Because he has gotten, he's gotten pretty huge.
That's terrific. Mm, that is terrific. Do you have anything, Sean?
Vino Gershon.
Oh, my God.
Seems closer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good. I don't care. What's the next thing? What were we supposed to do?
So you really want to keep your momentum going.
I just
want
to look back. I feel like we had something organic that we got to.
Are you worried if we slow down too much, then the crash will come or so? Because you seem really wanting to just keep moving.
I
want to
plow
forward.
I want to plow through.
Okay.
All right.
Like a snowplow. You're sort of a snowplow.
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, or a snow blower.
No, I don't think I would blow anything out of the way.
Sure. Okay.
Like a reverse one. What is it?
Right.
I see what you mean.
Like a Hoover.
Yes.
Like a vacuum.
That's no vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That was a weird nickname they used to call me on the set.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think this was like I was always near craft
clean
service.
Up, man.
I was like always near craft service.
Okay.
So there's a vacuum again, you know. Why is he the last one on set?
Mm-hmm.
Sweating. I was like, well, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's do one bumper.
Let's do one bumper.
You know what, let's do one bumper, take a break, have a couple drinks, come back and do another bumper.
Yeah.
How's that
one
work?
Bumper, 10 push-ups.
I have a theory about baseball I'd love to run by you. And then we'll get into it.
And if you want to get Vino Diesel in this promo.
No.
Just Champagne Ale.
I did not come here to talk about Vino Diesel. It just organically happened.
I definitely didn't start talking about it.
You 100% did, but thank you.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, that's very nice of you. I wouldn't want to talk about another podcast on my podcast either.
Okay.
We wouldn't talk about anything.
Exactly. Well, I would be, but you wouldn't be able to hear it, which is kind of a next level thing. It's what we call a way homer.
The wind down.
Mm.
So,
it's a good name.
A way homer.
A way homer.
Mm, yeah.
Figure it out on the way home.
Refrigerator logic.
Wait a minute. What's refrigerator logic?
Refrigerator logic?
Never. Is that a writer's room term?
Of course, Adam.
You know, I love writer's room terms.
Isn't it so nice? It's the secret language.
This I love getting a peek behind the curtain, especially with you two who are like right, like in the middle of the industry. It's like, you know, you've done a little, not a lot, but enough to know what's funny about this little language.
We've definitely been in writer's rooms within the past 5 years.
At least one or two, right?
For sure.
And that's what's so funny about it, is that like that you guys would like talk about it so comfortably.
Yeah.
But to me, one of my favorite writer's room terms is blue sky.
Oh, yeah.
Let's blue sky this.
Let's start over. So to hear refrigerator logic, what does that mean?
Oh, well, it's sort of like logic that only makes sense when you're cold. So it's like, so let's say I was to say to you, hey man, put on a sweater. You'd be like, that doesn't make any sense. But all of a sudden when you're in front of the refrigerator trying to decide what to eat, you're cold. Jesus, man, maybe I should have done that. So it works like that.
So it's like, it's kind of like once you've gotten yourself.
What's a way homer?
A way homer is something you figure out on the way home.
Oh.
It's like if a joke is not landing, but it's smart. It's like you don't want to give anybody way homers.
A lot of ours on this show.
You don't want anyone driving home all like an hour after being like, oh.
Right.
You know, because then they didn't feel it in the moment.
People will drive home from listening to our podcast.
Yes.
And to your listening parties.
Tweet at us and stuff and be like,
great.
I've started to figure it out.
This whole thing is kind of a way homer in a way, because you can only really experience it on your way home.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, why would you listen to it when you're at your destination? You know, there's something else going on.
No, like I was just saying, people are mostly going to a place
to listen to it.
To listen to the show.
Yeah, like where do you guys think this show plays the most? Like where it's on in the background. Where do people listen to it?
The mall.
The mall.
Yeah. The outdoor mall.
The outdoor mall.
Yeah.
Like the Americana? The Grove?
We would love to get into the Americana.
God willing.
Yeah. No, but the outdoor mall.
Mm-hmm. The modern American outdoor mall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't been doing any anti-Semitic stuff.
No, you guys have been great.
Okay, good.
I mean,
I don't even want to be neutral. I want to be like pro-Semitic.
There's our first bit of anti-Semitism right there.
I was doing so good.
Why wouldn't you want to be neutral?
Because I want to be pro. I want to be pro-Semitic.
The lady doth protest too much. What are you gonna do? Why you got to be so pro?
So you just want me to... So if people say, how do you feel about these guys?
These guys?
If people said this, not me. If people
are saying it. And then what do I say?
And you want me to just be like,
you know.
You know?
Yeah. People say it to me.
If people say these guys, that to me, yes. I want you to just to be like, yeah. Just like, to be like, I don't... Let it roll.
Who?
Yeah, I go
like that.
Who? Mm-hmm. Hang on. I think I'm getting a call.
Okay, you don't have to squint or do that long voice, that weird voice that he just did, which felt
really
also anti-Semitic.
We really got
it. Right,
to get the promo.
We really
done.
Have to get okay. this done.
So just before, hit us with it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to.
Quick idea.
Yep.
Ladies and germs.
Right. Ladies and germs.
Ladles and germs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Ladles and germs. Thank you for listening. Is there anything we can beat thank you with?
Thank you. Yeah.
Can we beat thank you?
Thank you.
Ladies and germs, spank you for listening feels kind of vanilla too.
Yeah.
Vanilla is actually, you know, it's like a strong flavor.
That's good.
And people think just because it's white, it has to be boring.
Yes. I was always a vanilla.
And you wouldn't understand this as a non-white person.
Right.
But as a white guy, people are like, oh, vanilla sucks.
Right.
Why? Because it's white.
So then what ice cream flavor would you attribute to me?
Okay. And I'm feeling like this is a dangerous area.
They're all, first let me say, they're all good.
I think what you want
to have a bad ice cream.
I think what you want me to say.
So you're saying some of the flavors are bad?
Savory gelato?
Gelato.
Savory gelato.
Italian ice cream is bad.
No.
Okay.
Savory gelato.
Okay. Like what kind of savory flavor?
Anything that ends in a vowel. Like.
Stracciatella?
Yes. Is a tough flavor.
Okay.
Ricotta gelato, I don't love.
I like olive oil gelato.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Isn't it so like slimy? It's so like viscous.
I don't know. I just like
I just want to know what race he's talking about.
But I think when I
olive oil.
Slimy. But I think what Adam wants when he goes, what flavor am I, is for me to go like, oh, gefilte fish ice cream or something. And I'm just not going to do
you
it.
You think that's
I'm
what I want?
I'm not going to fall
you
in
think
the trap.
That's what I want?
You would love to pin me to the wall.
You would lose your shit.
You've been trying to cancel me for 15 years. You originated cancel culture. You've got a target
that's
on
true.
My fucking ass.
That is true. No, come on.
And you
Sean,
know what?
I never think about you.
I think you're going to get it sooner or later. Oh, God, you would love for the listeners to think that. If you actually turn up the volume on the Vino Diesel podcast, it's all you just swishing wine and planning my downfall. I know exactly what's going on with your celebrity pals.
I don't even know your last name, Sean.
And, well, it's a tricky one because it's just silent. Not silent, but there's a sort of T that gets
Tucolescu,
skipped.
Right?
Well.
Sean Tucolescu.
No, but he also, you know, he is someone who can do so many crazy voices.
So that's very nice. So you're, it is so Tucolescu. Sean says, you're thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
He's living rent-free in your head.
I love that expression.
Yeah. Oh, rent-free.
Let me do, all right, so what did we end on?
Can you pay me rent for living in my head?
Ladles and germs. Spank you, vanilla.
Maybe instead of listening, you say lithpening.
Love that. Ladies and germs, spank you, vanilla, for lithpening to the... And then do you want to do Hollywood Handbook? Or do
no,
you
we
do,
don't. We're good.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, you don't
I
want me
barely
to...
barely do this show.
Right.
What you can do is plug your show.
Right.
Right?
But...
Yeah, that's a it's a promo for Champagne Ale. If you want to get Vino Diesel in there,
well, no, I turned over to you because once he said that he barely does anything in the show, there's always one person who like clearly is carrying the load and is more responsible and like does more of the work, and there's probably resentment.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but I need sure it. He's letting me. He's coming in. Okay. Oh, this is clearly spoken.
Yeah, I didn't want
agreement that we had.
And I certainly
I need this to keep going. I just need him to show up and like just like be here for it.
That is not. The aesthetic that is presented in all of the photos, but yes, I get that.
Well, all of the photos. This guy's like, I don't even think about you. I don't even know your last name.
Every
and then he goes,
single one
all
of, our
of
photos.
The photos. Well,
there's photos when you walk in.
Where?
Like on the shoes.
This motherfucker's looking at the shoes.
Well, it's right in your
this
face.
Bitch, look at the shoes.
It's behind glass.
First of all, I really, again, I know you're not trying. You're this. It's a racist voice. It's a voice that is coming in with a tinge of racism. I don't even know if you know that you're doing it, but I want to be a bro. I want to be a friend and tell you, it's that voice is no good.
He wants to be my friend, but he doesn't know my last name.
And now
he
it's
said
like
Tucolescu.
I'm in the
and
room.
This motherfucker.
I have headphones on. This motherfucker. This motherfucker. You gotta stop with that.
Wild bitch.
This wild bitch. You gotta stop with it.
Shoes.
Sean.
And then wants to be my friend.
Is that a thing you can't call a Jewish guy a wild bitch?
No, it's just...
Is that suddenly against Jewish people to say that you're a wild bitch?
I'm not saying it's against Jewish people.
You said it. You said you don't read books in college because you're such a wild bitch. You have
and you said that's when...
I did not say that.
You said college was when kind of the whole thing started.
Yeah.
Did not... You guys have... You guys said all that.
When you picked up your main hobby.
Nope.
And I didn't know they had a lot of... Slopes of Arizona.
Well, there's huge mountains in Arizona.
Okay.
It's a valley.
But that seems like two different things.
What?
Arizona's a valley?
Yes.
I don't. I'm not catching up to this euphemism. What? Like, I don't.
It's not a euphemism. Have we been talking in euphemisms?
I'm not part of this culture, really. I don't really do that stuff. So what I don't really know.
Have you been talking in euphemisms?
I've been out of the scene for a while.
Yeah.
So out of the scene.
We don't know what, like, the terms are and stuff.
Kind of when Studio 54 so, like, closed, I was like, that's it for me.
Me too, honestly, because I used to do this, like, comedy show there. We're talking about the comedy scene, right? Because I...
Can be pretty funny.
Yeah,
I've had some of my funniest ideas.
Sure.
On some of that stuff.
On stage?
On stage, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Hollywood Handbook.
Ladies and germs, thank you for listening to...
Do the last point.
Lispening.
Ladies and... For the whole thing?
No, just for...
Just for lispening.
Lispening.
Yeah. Ladies and germs, thank you for lispening to... Me, Adam Pally, and my two good friends, Sean and Hayes.
Yep.
And please turn in.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Thank you. Instead of tune.
Turnt.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have an engineer back there?
Do we? Let me see.
Yeah, we got someone over here.
Do I have to keep going back to the top?
You definitely don't. We can chop it in. Just, okay. Yeah, pick it up where you, yeah.
And no one asked you to I just, that again. Wasn't coming from us.
Yeah. Did you feel not comfortable with it?
I just felt that I didn't know if you had the tools here to take multiple takes and edit them into one.
Yeah.
Just on view of how janky this whole setup is alone. I just didn't want to overextend.
This is the thing. It's however you want to do it because this is for you. This is like getting it, you know, you've got this thing coming up. Obviously, a huge amount riding on it.
Yes.
So however you want to do it.
Yeah. Someone said to me, this might be your last chance. I was like, yeah, okay.
You can always go back and do Kinky Boots on Broadway or whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck was going on there.
I don't know if that's supposed to be homophobic or what that is,
Sean. No, it's nothing like that.
Go back to do Kinky Boots. So what if I was doing
Kinky Boots? Were
you
just doing Broadway?
I did do Broadway, Sean.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the show was.
Off Broadway. Okay. Kind of near Broadway. It's 8th Avenue and 44th.
That's pretty close, a couple blocks. Super
claw. Did you see the new one?
The new Broadway? The play?
No, the show is called The New One.
No, I haven't.
It's Mike Birbiglia's new show. When you say The New One, people know.
Birbiglia.
That means it's Mike Birbiglia's new show.
Birbiglia for Oscars host.
I didn't see The New One yet, but I'm going to go.
Imagine he goes and just tells a story.
Hmm.
That's the Oscars. Instead of all this fucking awards shit. You
know, honestly, I would be awesome.
Art's not a contest, man.
I always thought Spalding Gray should just host the Oscars from behind a table and have all the awards on a little side one and just be like reading the name and making you come up and get it yourself, you know, like
yeah,
nothing else. And then at the end, he just kills himself in front of everybody.
Walks into the ocean.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah. That would be better than when they accidentally said La La Land. Now,
they thought that was embarrassing, what they're going through now, yikes.
Oh, no.
Egg on their face.
Can I ask, I have sort of an idea for maybe a button on the promo that you're doing.
Great.
And it's so...
And again, it's so nice how organic this is. It's just like topic flows to the next topic. It's almost like stream of consciousness. Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying that was so planned?
Yeah, well, so I have an idea, like sort of a joke that I wrote for...
Something you wrote?
Yes, for this promo that maybe at the end of it, when you go like, because it's, what's the show on? It's on the computer,
Yeah, it's a webisode. It's called YouTube Premium.
That's
it's like,
great.
So, it's like, they say it's like the biggest webisode.
Yeah.
So you go, like, so you're sort of encouraging them to watch the show and you go, and hey, next time somebody asks you to go to a yoga class, you just tell them, namaste in bed and watch Champagne Ale. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Yeah. So it's because namaste actually is, and I hope I'm not being racist in saying this, like a yoga thing.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And I also love that that joke is the prime example of refrigerator logic. So now we've shown the audience a little bit more about what goes on in a writer's room.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And it's part of the selling point of the show that you can watch it. Anywhere,
anytime,
except a TV.
Yes, you're not supposed to watch this on TV.
Mm-hmm.
A phone, a tablet,
yeah.
Hopefully airlines, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gas stations have those little.
Mm-hmm. We're the number one so far there.
Yeah.
Which is great. Bus stops, like my apparently there's a bus stop.
Those are becoming TV.
In Seattle, that's like Minority Report that we play on all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. In like the suburbs of Seattle.
And it frees up buffers.
It does. It you do have to like sit through the thing, the little thing rolling every couple seconds to like kind of freeze up. But there's no ads.
Uh-huh.
I love that because I get some time to myself.
Me too. It's relentless. And with our show, there's so many jokes. The joke per minute is nuts.
Okay.
And so
tell what me kinds one of the jokes.
Yeah. What's one of them?
I'd love to tell you some of the jokes if that's okay. Is that okay? If I just like
if it's helpful, if it's helpful for you, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. One of my favorite jokes. This is from the pilot.
Yeah. Good.
So like, obviously our
have to wait too long to hear it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Like our two main leads have gone back to their hometown,
and they're all coming out at once, right?
All 12 at once.
Okay, I just want to say because he was he's worried about waiting too long to hear it, but you can watch them all.
You can watch all 10 on 12-12.
Yeah.
So in the pilot, we are.
Or none. You don't have to.
Oh, you don't have to watch any, but
it's going to be hard to avoid it if you're taking the bus.
Yep. Well, because it's playing probably on the bus and at the stops.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a suburb of Seattle. But we see our childhood home. Sam's childhood home, and he says, has my home always been this small? And then I say, I don't know. Maybe your dad put a subtraction on it. And it's going to be like a lot of stuff like that. So it's really quick. So you got to keep up really fast, and you got to be able to digest, you know, a lot of stuff.
What? So you're saying that to Sam?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. a lot of people have this same reaction where at first it's like a slow build and then they have to go back and pick up from the same point.
And why do you say that to him?
Because I think I'm like being like, well, maybe the house has gotten smaller, you know, like to your eye.
Right.
You know,
does it piss you off that Pace already did their 10 best shows of 2018?
Yeah.
And you guys are going to miss 2019.
For sure. But it bummed me out. You know, I sent them a letter. I've sent
December 3rd. And then they do the best shows of 2018. Well, they might not. A little weird.
What I said to them is like, I guess Pace Magazine operates on a different calendar than all other human beings because December is still a month of the previous year.
Yeah.
Unless something's new to me.
Yeah.
Unless all of a sudden Pluto's not a planet anymore and no one told me, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and honestly, and this off. Is like, imagine like nothing, I'm being Pluto. Totally neutral about it, but you guys have your own calendar.
Thank you for being neutral about it. And we do have our own calendar.
And it's totally fine to do.
Mm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, okay, like, good.
Again,
I'm not saying I like the calendar.
I'm not saying it's
right?
good. I would, yeah. like earlier I would
I don't
have
know
said,
why
like,
you would need to say how you feel about the calendar.
Well, exactly. And I'm not. I'm
well,
not
that's what I'm saying.
That like, I like it.
Yeah. Right. Right, so you don't like it.
No, I'm not saying if I even like it.
But say when I say, if someone says to you, do you not like it? And you say no, that is agreeing. You don't like it.
Well,
do
I don't know.
Do you not like it? And he said no.
Right, so he goes, no, I don't like it. He would have to say yes.
Bring
I
up
do
something.
Like it.
Bring up anything.
Do you like...
just bring something
do
up.
Do you like Morgan Freeman's narration?
I'm not saying I
like it. Well, I don't know.
But don't ask me if I like it, but just bring it up.
Thought process.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you think of?
Morgan Freeman's like stepdaughter.
Well, I mean, that's because I thought of something and you.
What?
So if the answer is Jewish people, is that
well,
bad?
That, no, but that's clearly been on your mind since I walked in.
Okay, you guys, but like, but why is
but
I'm not allowed
I,
to
but we
think
wouldn't
about
be in
it?
Trouble for that. It's so You're nice. Allowed to think about anything you want.
It's so nice to come in here.
Whoa, it is like Minority Report at the bus stop these days because this is the fucking thought police.
So you are thinking it.
I am allowed to think about it.
That's not the question.
Well, no.
You know, it's so nice to come in here for real for, I guess, I don't know how many times because I don't remember.
I don't either.
Any of them. Yeah. And to have you guys.
I wasn't sure.
I said four, but
you have done this?
Three.
I guess so. And it's nice to see that you guys
I'm
are
remembering you
revealing yourselves.
On us.
Yeah. I'm seeing you reveal yourselves and take off the masks and hoods.
Yeah. And I understand why you prefer to keep yours on.
Yeah, of course.
And
it's armor.
Yeah, and just kind of pretend to be.
Well, I'm walking in here to the lion's den.
Your mask is slipping. Remember when they say that?
In What?
I don't know. Isn't that in a movie?
Batman. It happens to Batman in the third movie. Yeah,
your mask is slipping.
Oh, Bane says it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if Bane said
then
it,
he fixes it.
Would sound different.
We got to do your Bane.
Come on, really?
Do your Bane.
And it's Bane. What should he be doing?
Can you do the Bane?
No,
remember when I helped you with your SNL tape?
Sure, yeah.
And you did Bane doing all that normal stuff?
Yes.
Can you do a couple of those?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You have my permission to make a half-calf soy latte. Pump.
Put him at Starbucks. Put him at Starbucks. Give it. Yes, yeah. Of course. What a normal thing.
Hey, how come it's grande? That means medium? What?
Yeah. Oh, we're still at the Starbucks.
Okay.
And it's born in the dark roast.
Yeah. It's cool, too, because it's like it's a Bane, but it's also a lot of other things.
Yeah. That's part of it's universal in a way. Yeah. We're all Bane.
That's awesome, man. That's so nice. It's
am I cool to leave my stuff here for a minute while you watch this?
It's not specific.
It's like a stranger in a place. Yeah.
Can you watch my laptop and stuff?
We really should get this promo.
Okay. Promo.
I do want to say before you like as you're talking about it, I maybe wouldn't talk about Sam too much in it in case he doesn't do like season two, for example, like in case he doesn't come back.
What does that mean? In case he doesn't do a season
two? Well, he was just in here and we were sort of talking to him about it. Uh-huh. And so like just in case it ends up being just you for season two.
If that.
I mean, that.
Be weird to do a promo with like someone who is like not.
That would be strange. I'd leave Sam out of the promo.
Not at all. This doesn't strike me as strange. And here's why. Sam is such a good guy. That he probably sees that I need a full season to shine.
Right.
And so he's probably like, you know what? Let him go. And I'm sure he won't even take a paycheck.
Where's the next Happy Endings reunion going to be?
Oh, Vulture Fest?
Yes.
Maybe Cluster Fest? We're on the fest circuit right now.
Yes.
Yeah. It's cool to see like just like the hundreds of people that love that show, you know, it's awesome.
You've done almost like a new season of Happy Endings in just Vulture Fest,
in reunions,
appearances,
in reunions. And for free,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But the tickets are only like $50,
$75.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. So let's
a gift bag. You don't think give you a gift bag?
They give the six of us a gift bag. They don't give the audience.
Got
one.
A Chemex.
The last gift bag I got. Was terrific.
Trevor Noah's book in there.
Yep. I got and a copy of his special, which was weird because I could also get it on Netflix. Mm. I got all four episodes of Patriot Act. Mm. It was all former like Daily Show employee stuff.
They all four episodes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess they didn't think it would go more, that there was a need to, but.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of that, mm-hmm. might not be good to mention like a specific number of episodes in this promo in case they end up. I know they're all shot and in the can.
Mm-hmm. They are in the can. They are in the can.
But just like in case they end up like not releasing all of them, we were just talking to Sam and like just in, it would be weird to say like, oh, go watch all these episodes.
I'm not surprised
if there's
that.
Like,
I'm not surprised to hear
that if there's like three of them or something.
I'm not surprised that Sam wants to hold his episode where he was really featured more until next season.
Which one was that?
7 through 10.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised that Sam wants to take a back seat a little bit.
You okay.
That's one of the jokes from episode 9.
Okay. So let me dial it in. All right. So so I have been relegated to a new job.
Okay. What was the old job?
Well, I never had one before because So I'm working now at a candle kiosk.
You're relegated from not working to a new job.
Well, I'll explain a little bit about the show.
Okay.
He's like friends with Mount Ratmore in the show.
Right.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a rapper's entourage, yes. So I don't really have a job, but then I'm forced to take one. And so I take a job at a candle kiosk, and I do this really humorous run about the scent,
the smells,
the scent of the candles,
the smells,
and how they all end in wood. And it is, and I got to riff a little there. So okay. they gave me a little
damn,
room.
They let him off the leash.
Yeah, they let the Clydesdale out of the barn.
Let that wild bitch do his thing. Is that, sorry.
Yes, no, it's okay. And then, and yeah.
We
and,
can cut that, that's bad.
No,
we
it's
can,
fine, okay. It's fine. Let's let everybody know who Sean really is. And then they didn't, the fun thing was like, once I was off on these woods,
man,
they did not pull me back in.
Yeah,
I would love, swim. I would love if people would tell me who I really am. Because this whole podcast has really just been an investigation for me.
Uh-huh.
Really, it's sort of
extremely narcissistic.
Like searching for Richard Simmons or whatever. But mm-hmm. for me, it's just like, I'm just searching for the glam dog. You know, let's face it.
They may, you know, that's part of life is coming to terms with the fact that you may never find him.
Yeah, well, that's what it's starting to seem like. With Richard Simmons, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he, have they found him?
I don't know. I didn't listen to that. It was too morally
Everyone
ambiguous.
Got paid. That's the important thing.
Thank yeah. God. That thing was a Sundance sensation.
Mm-hmm. So that fucking joke kicks ass, man.
I know.
Fucking
thank you.
Sandalwood, and there's probably another one
Candlewood.
As well.
That's where we ended up.
Candlewood.
That's where we ended
oh,
up.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yep.
As fast as that?
Pretty much. There's only three lists. There's only three I could come up with, but in the moment
it is. Yeah, they're not that many. I mean,
nope,
like...
actually, it's not even a true statement, which is also kind
as
of...
As you say it, that they all end in wood, it's mm-hmm. just
and
really...
And then I have to come to that realization uh-huh. in my eyes.
Candlewood, and, yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, we gotta, ugh, we gotta get it. Some of these off. Hey. Mm-hmm. yes, please listen to my Love It or Leave It appearance.
Yeah, Hayes was on Love It or Leave It.
Yeah.
He,
do you know the show?
His friends with
not
them.
Really a politics guy.
I'm love it or leave it. I'm not, no, explain it to
it's
me.
It's kind of a smart show about what's mm-hmm. going on in where? Politics.
Remember when Pot saved America?
Mm-hmm.
I do. Yeah. I remember when Pod made America great again.
Uh huh. What does that mean?
PAGA.
What's that?
Nothing.
All right.
PUMAGA.
PUMAGA.
Because it's yeah,
Pod.
Pod America great again.
Pod America great again. That's great.
Yeah.
We should make green hats.
Make America pod again.
Make America pod again.
We could do a million of these.
Yeah. What are we going to do? You have plans for like after this show?
Like in my like what am I going to do next?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple things in the can.
Okay.
And then that's pretty much it, you know.
What's in the can? Freaking baked beans. What do you got in the can, huh?
I like that joke a lot, Sean.
Sure, yeah.
I might even use that, if you don't mind,
put it on
in season
Vino
two or
Diesel
three.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. No one will listen to it. I don't hear it.
Yeah.
Should he go out? He's scratching at the door.
I don't know. Kevin can deal with him. Kevin, deal with my dog. I got my one dog walking my other dog. Yeah, let that motherfucker out.
Wow. That was... Oof.
What?
tough to see you kind of treat employees that way.
He's not my employee. He's my boss. He's a producer on the show.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like a junior sidekick in training.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, let's talk about this. What is in the can? And don't say baked beans.
I shot a small part, big movie, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
BB-8?
Voiced by BB-8 himself.
He gave you a leg up.
He made it happen for me.
Wow.
Yeah, and he told me so.
That's sick, man.
yeah, wow. It's a thrill and honor.
What's the part?
I play a small, dumb cop.
A small dumb cop
part small.
Oh, okay.
But dumb is
small,
big.
Small dumb
yeah.
cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get to mix it up with Jim Carrey a little bit.
Oh shit!
Yeah. In the ring there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh wow, mm-hmm. Mr. Pickles from Kidding.
Mm-hmm. That's how he referred himself to me.
Oh wow, yeah, mm-hmm. Stayed in character for that.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, man, it's that.
Is Mr. Pickles
shit trips me out?
So mm-hmm. crazy. He hosts a children's show.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's what was so.
But he's decidedly adult.
That whole concept to me was so fresh. That I honestly had a hard time with the first couple episodes because I had to wrap my head around, like, is this what these kids show hosts are really like?
No, it honestly completely shook me to my center of my bones.
Yes.
And because I'm used to seeing kids show hosts on, like, Death to Smoochie where they're all friends and they're all nice.
Yes. I thought we were all, like, TV hosts in general, you never are, they're never depicted being depraved or like unhappy.
But this guy's like breaking the mirror in his dressing room.
He's clearly miserable. But he's got all these kids that he has to put on a smile
yes.
for.
Yes.
It must be gut wrenching.
The name Kidding.
So smart. Because to me, he's not. I don't know if anyone feels that way too, but I don't think he is. I think he's actually hoping someone won't kid with him.
It's almost inventing a new word though, because he's working with kids and he's kidding.
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that.
But we think of it like he's kidding around.
Oh, wow.
Which he sometimes
I got to text Jim. Wow.
Text him. Yeah. Text thank him. You.
Yeah. I'll text his assistant.
So what was the conversation with BBA? Does he expect you to initiate a thank you for that?
No, he did not. That's the thing, that he was so generous. He called me right away, as soon as it was announced in deadline, right away. And he goes, I'm so happy I can make this happen for you. And I was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's a bro.
And it must have been like a lot of work.
For me?
To get you ton. To do a voice. Not a voice.
To be in a live action with a cartoon that undoubtedly will not work is an honor and a thrill.
Well, and it's just so crazy to me because he did wait for a deadline, which had to be killing him because he must have known.
He must have known.
Pretty far ahead of time. Like, I've been greasing this up.
And if I know anything, like, I haven't been the lead voice of an animated anything, mm-hmm. so I don't know if this is always how it goes, but I'm pretty sure that the studio and the director do check with the lead voice on all casting. So he must have known for a long time.
Well, especially a part like that.
Yeah, who doesn't interact with his character must have known a long
time. They got to go, hey, you're not going to be in this scene, so you got to put your stamp on it somehow.
Exactly.
Who should play the dumb cop that's small?
Yeah, and in my head, that they're all sitting around, head of Sega, head of, I believe it's Warner Brothers. You got Neil Moritz, all these big Hollywood players, BB-8, they're all sitting around and they're reading the script. They're giving notes. BB-8's like, I don't know if I would say this like this. Would Sonic really run over there that fast now? Like, and then he goes, ooh, you know who would be great for this small part of a dumb cop?
Yeah.
And
one of my best friends.
And so I'm just honored and thrilled.
Number five.
Honored and thrilled. We don't share the screen, but we're in the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so... is it true that the only thing Sonic don't do fast is come?
Absolutely. You should see this guy. Slowest comer. Oh, Sean, I don't know how Sonic comes. That's a question for BB-8.
Okay.
It's blue. Probably blue.
It's really blue. I do know that he's obsessed.
No, I meant the cum is blue.
All right. Anyway, I don't want to be involved in
talking
Sonic's.
About cum and shit.
Yes, come on. I have a career.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why I was asking what's in the can.
And I told you.
Yeah.
Sonic.
Baked beans. Yeah.
Baked beans. And then you know I got some.
But that, I just want to say that.
Fine. What? Fine.
I just want to say that's one.
Why are you so fucking pissed, man?
I'm not.
You're so sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
What a baby.
That's one, you know, that's one big favor that's called in now.
Yes.
With BBA.
I don't think I got
another. That one is cashed.
Yeah, I got no chamber, nothing in the chamber.
Any other people... who
could help me out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody sort of throw you another bone like that.
Honestly, there's a lot of people that could that haven't.
Right.
And I think that's so beautiful because
they're saving it.
They know that I don't need it. Uh-huh. I don't want it.
But you would absolutely take
it. But I would in a heartbeat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is sweet.
Sort of a beautiful thing.
It is to have
that
friends.
Sort of relationship.
With friends like these.
Yeah. And because you don't spend like a ton of money except on like one thing.
Yeah, no, that's right. Now. Yeah. But in the past, I spent a lot of money on a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But now I'm just
all in on real estate.
Real
right?
Estate.
Is what you're talking about?
Okay.
Yeah. Because I got a few.
Before, I remember you went to like a special shoe store.
Yeah.
So blazing. Mm-hmm. So I
had invested in the shoe stores where it was located because I lived above it and rented it for so long that I then purchased the building.
This is a shoe store from the Cobbler.
Yeah, the same one?
Yeah. So this is the holiday episode, so we should talk a little bit about...
The Sandler special?
Yeah.
Eight Crazy Nights?
No, the Netflix special.
Come on, dude.
Oh, okay. Eight Crazy Nights is, of course, a holiday thing, so the Sandler special is not...
No, I'm just kidding. It's like, what else is everybody going to talk about? So what did you want to say?
No, we should talk a little bit about, and then I didn't really have anything.
Oh, well, then I saved you.
Are we allowed? That's the thing. Are we allowed to talk about the Sandler special? Are we allowed to be pro the Sandler special? Are we allowed to say that it is good?
I don't know why you can't feel.
Kevin's pointing at an invisible watch. He feels like there's a time issue.
Kevin wants us to get him a watch for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
What do you want?
Can you guys give me a watch for Christmas? And there's another show. It's supposed to start 15 minutes ago.
Who?
Teacher's Lounge.
Ah, shit.
Who's the guest?
I don't know.
Can you tell Teacher's Lounge that it sort of just took a while to get ramped up with Adam, and we're trying to get a lot of extra stuff so that we can cut out some of the shit that was sort of flat?
And I'm sure that this has happened before to Sean and Hayes, so it's not a problem.
No, it's, it is why we sort of been trying a lot of different stuff.
Well, yeah, how many times have you been on this show?
I don't remember.
The question.
Ladies and germs, thank you for ladling vanilla. This is Adam and Champagne Ill on December 12th, all 10 episodes.
And next time.
Say at least three episodes.
At least three episodes. And next time, possibly just Adam with Sam, maybe someone else, but probably not.
And if anybody tried to get you to do yoga.
And if anyone tried to get me to do yoga, tell them namaste away from in bed so that they can watch this.
Yeah,
they can watch Champagne Ill.
Yes. Bye. Yes. Thank you. Traction on your house.
Oh man, are we done rolling? We were talking about cocaine, right?
That was a HeadGum podcast.